Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, February 8th, 2021. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Some Democrats say Joe Biden's COVID vision doesn't spend enough. The president blaming Donald Trump for the slow vaccine rollout. Washington ramps up security for the impeachment trial. Iran issues an ultimatum over its nuke program. Gas prices on the rise almost everywhere. Also ahead, the malarkey zone, the truth about President Biden's debut. But first, Senator Bernie Sanders and other far-left lawmakers attacking Mr. Biden's virus stimulus package, claiming $1,400 checks for Americans are simply too small. Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez hinting more money can be allocated by slashing the budgets of the nation's police departments. Excellent idea, right? Joe Biden giving his first Super Bowl interview with CBS News' Nora O'Donnell. The majority of the time was spent on the federal government's response to COVID, which he blamed on Donald Trump. What a surprise. Mr. Biden also refusing to answer a question on whether the nation's schools should be reopened. The Secret Service, D.C. Police, National Guard, and others staying in Washington to provide security for the impeachment trial of President Trump. At least 5,000 troops will patrol the city during the proceedings, which begin tomorrow. The additional safety measures will cost taxpayers more than $500,000 a day in overtime pay. Iran's supreme leader telling the USA to lift all sanctions if it wants the Islamic Republic to live up to its commitments under the international nuke deal. President Biden starting the process of rejoining the deal on his first day in office, but apparently that is not quick enough for the mullahs. National gas prices jumping about 35 cents since Inauguration Day. President Biden spent his first 2 weeks in office targeting the nation's energy sector, canceling the Keystone Pipeline and banning new drilling on federal land. So, gas prices are up because the industry is stockpiling money. Finally, congratulations to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They dominated the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 55, winning 31-9. We'll have more on that later on. Now this.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, President Biden's debut in the Oval Office. After less than 3 weeks, Mr. Biden has imposed higher taxes on every American. Did you know that? We are paying dramatically more for gasoline and heating oil. In my Long Island town, a gallon of gas costs 40 cents more than it did before Mr. Biden assumed office. Can't wait for my heating bill. You may remember that Mr. Biden promised not to raise taxes on working people, but he had to know that by attacking the fossil fuel industry with executive orders, the oil companies would immediately begin stockpiling cash by raising fuel prices, just as we reported. Everybody knew that. So because of a government mandate, we, the people, pay more on necessities. It's an indirect tax, like Obamacare. At least according to Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, remember that? We pay higher health insurance premiums because of a government-ordered health policy, which Mr. Roberts said was legal because it's a tax. Now, most folks have no idea what the deuce is actually happening as their wallets are getting lighter, and plenty more tax increases are on the way. You may have noticed President Biden trying to secure about $4 trillion to fight COVID and climate change. But the country doesn't have an extra $4 trillion because the USA right now owes close to $30 trillion, money it can never repay. But old Joe either doesn't understand that or doesn't care. Anyway, his administration will have to institute punitive income tax increases to go along with the myriad of indirect taxes like higher fuel costs. Sometime in the fall, when gas prices hit $3.50 a gallon, the 80 million people who voted for Joe Biden might begin to figure all this out. But of course, the corrupt media will not help them. The press got President Biden elected. It will not turn on him unless he becomes unwoke. But the folks may well turn on the president, just as they have in California, where uber-liberal Governor Gavin Newsom is about to be recalled. There will be a vote to boot him out of office by summer. Many Californians have had enough. Newsom, like Pritzker in Illinois and Cuomo in New York, has ruined his beautiful state. It's all about getting high. High taxes, high crime, high numbers of homeless people, many of whom are literally high, invading neighborhoods. Also, the high number of COVID restrictions have brutalized most Californians. But not Gavin. His table at the lavish French Laundry restaurant remains reserved. The only way America's going to get fixed is for good people to get involved. For example, there's a new movement formed to actively oppose the cancel culture. It's called the Free Speech Movement, and you might check it out. Its website, speechmovement.org, speechmovement.org. President Biden and every other politician should wise up and understand that Americans don't want to be received or silenced. Yes, Biden is a massive tax and spend guy, and everybody should have known that. After less than a month in office, the record shows it's malarkey that Joe Biden promised not to raise taxes. He is going to raise them big time. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message. Disagree? I'd like to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. So I was watching a Super Bowl game with a bunch of urchins, okay? These guys are friends of my son. They're all going to graduate high school soon. They go on to college, and they are the backbone of America. I mean, younger people, obviously, generation after generation after generation, have to basically step up and run the country. So we train them to do that. The Super Bowl last night should be watched in every single school in America because there is one reason why the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the game: discipline. And there is one reason why their quarterback, Tom Brady, is now the most successful athlete in the world: discipline. The theme of performance always hinges around how you prepare. The theme of life always hinges around how you prepare. So I tried to get this across to the urchins who didn't want to hear it because they were gorging themselves with food and watching the game. They didn't want to hear some philosophical thing about how you succeed in life. But I did get the message in, because in the second half, it was clear that the Tampa Bay team was far more disciplined than the Kansas City team, and that Tom Brady, at 43 years old, is the best quarterback on the planet. And I quickly explained during one of the dopey commercials how that happened. The team, Tampa, did not make foolish penalties. The quarterback, Brady, lives a life that is Spartan, to say the least. In fact, Brady makes the Spartans look like the Hollywood crowd. So every day there's a regimen. He eats very healthy foods that don't particularly taste great. He works out 6 days a week. And he works out not just an hour, all throughout the day. Now, you can say, well, look, the guy makes all his money and this is why he does it. That's true. But he's 43 years old. And his regimen has made him the most successful athlete, as I said, in the world. Back after this.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.